Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 201. First off, thank you everyone for reaching out for the Marketing in the Moment book giveaway. Really appreciate everyone that sent me over their information. You will have a copy of my book in the mail headed your way. So today's topic is all about outsourcing to overseas. So when you start to look at all the different marketing things that I'm suggesting that you do, but even at a higher level of the things that you must do, so actively posting on social media, keeping your website up to date, leveraging some source of paid traffic so that you're running leads and branding and different things like that on a regular basis, getting back and responding to emails and customer service, and whether that means leveraging live chat or some other kind of system. I mean, there's a lot of different things that you need to do. And then the list of things that you could do is 50 miles long and 10 miles deep. I mean, it's just an ever-growing list. Now, the whole point, though, is to really focus on the different things that are going to produce you reliable and consistent results. That is the name of the game here. We're trying to continue to produce reliable results so that you can start to have a certain level of predictability when it comes to scaling your business. So one of my favorite ways to start to help take some of these things off your plate is to leverage overseas workers. Now, there's a lot of different stigmas and just kind of misnomers, so to speak, of, well, what does that mean? What countries? What are they going to be doing? What if they mess something up? So I wanted to at least give you a primer, and I'm happy to do some future episodes if you like this particular topic. So the first place that I like to look at, what do I really want to take off my plate, is I go and I just make a list of what are all the things that bring me energy, what are all the things that I just absolutely hate doing. So I enjoy doing content like this. I enjoy shooting videos. I enjoy writing proposals, speaking with our clients. So I would make that list. And then if I start to list out what are the things that I don't like doing, I mean, constantly being on top of my email, having to micromanage either clients or my team, so a lot of the follow-up stuff, not a fan of all of the different project management, so really being on top of all the details. So I would continue to make that list. And what I'm looking for initially is, are there one or two types of skills that could somewhat be easily replaced by someone else other than me? And what you're looking to do is you're looking to try and have your energy and your time focus on the core things that bring you energy. Some people call them the MVAs, the most valuable activities. Some people call them your superpowers. What are the things that you are so darn good at that it would never make sense to have someone else execute on your behalf? And then again, look at the other side of the list of, let's start to group some of these activities and then look for a person or two that could potentially join your team to help you take some of these things off your plate. Now, there's a couple of different ways that you can approach this, and I'm going to give you what I've done in the past and what I currently do. The first place that I recommend you take a look at is Upwork.com. What I love about Upwork is that you're able to list out exactly what you're looking for, exactly how much you're willing to pay, and then people essentially bid on your project. And when you start to get these bids, you're going to be able to size up the types of people very, very quickly. Now, you can focus on particular countries. You can focus on particular talents. And there's just a lot of things that you're able to start to gather. You can look at people's scores, their ratings, what type of background, how many similar jobs they've had. And what I like about Upwork is that, among other things, it allows you to kind of test out a particular person to see if it makes sense to have them on your team for a more longer term. So you could start with 10 hours, and let's just say you're going to offload following up on social media and general customer service. Well, you could look at particular countries, and I'm going to laser in on the Philippines because that's where I have been hiring from in particular. And you can start to solicit more applications from there. And what you're going to find is that typically anywhere in the $3 to $6 or $7 an hour range is what you're going to end up finding for countries like the Philippines. And these are people that have had customer service experience. They've done social media. Their English is very, very good. It's not flawless, but it's very, very good. I don't know too many people that even have English as their first language that have flawless English. And again, it allows you to start to test out some of these different people. And I highly recommend that you just start with some of the things that are a little bit more mundane and cumbersome that you just hate doing, that will immediately start to free up your calendar and your time. So if I look at what are some of those marketing things that are quite good to offload, it's more of the generic things, data gathering, posting on social media, following up again on with live chat and emails and customer service, those types of things. And what you're going to want to do is, and this is the key to all of this, is that a lot of people try offshoring work and then they tell me, well, Michael, it didn't work. It was terrible. I had a bad experience. And what I always try and do is I start to reverse engineer how did things start off? Did you onboard the particular person? Did you give them some training? How was the training? You need to make sure that your expectations are very clear, and you need to make sure that you're giving content and videos and audios and screenshots that, again, show exactly what you're looking for. I've always found that it's not people that fail, it's systems that fail. And I've got, 10, 15 different people working for me on our team that are now based in the Philippines. So while we started with Upwork, and we do use Upwork for a lot of one-off projects and things that are shorter term, we're now hiring on various sites in the Philippines and bringing on full-time team members. And over the years, I've had to really refine what our process looks like to make sure that we're bringing on right people, that we're bringing on people that are a culture fit, that their skills match up with what we're looking for, and they're a hard worker. But if you execute this well, this can very, very quickly free up 5, 10, 15 plus hours or more of your time each and every week. So my recommendation is to start with Upwork after you make that list of what you love doing and what you're great at and what you hate, and grab a person or two for 5, 10, 15 hours a week and just start to test the process. But again, manage your expectations by giving them clear deadlines and clear instructions. Hope you enjoyed today's episode on outsourcing. I will see you back here tomorrow. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.